Hello all, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are listening this podcast. Cool Techno Spy welcomes you in this podcast series. Friends, are you searching any specific products? Are you looking for any specific products whoever you want to purchase, and you find some specific result and you focused on the result which are present near to you? So what message is coming out of here regarding SEO perspective? So you are getting the result from the local. So today we are going to discuss about the local search engine, a complete guide for local SEO. In this we will discuss what is local SEO, why local search engine is important, what are the ranking signals that you need to know in the local SEOs, and most important, what are the local links and how one can find more local links opportunity around this. This local SEO is very important for business perspective. So let's get started. It always happens to everyone. We search anything in Google, whatever we want to purchase, or we want to get any review of this, any products, then things or the product list which reflect in the Google searches is coming just because it's a nearby targeted, because we are getting all the products that's based on the local SEO, that products are based around us. So this is actually a local SEO. So in local SEO, it requires a great optimizations and strategy and targeted approach, and that is different from general SEO, general search engine optimization. Whatever we do in our blog or websites, this local SEO is very different. So we'll discuss step by step. So the first question is, what is local SEO and why local SEO is so important in nowadays? Local SEO is the type of search engine optimization. It's a specific search engine optimization that provide a local search result to the searchers. If you are looking for a lawyers near me, this is your keywords, then the search result will reflect the result, all the list of lawyers which are nearby your location, right? It will, if you are in the New York City, then it will not going to reflect the lawyers which are present in the India or Canada. Like this is local SEO. Suppose you are searching for a doctors near me, then you will get the result in the search engine, all the list of doctors or the addresses of doctors which are present near you. If you search the lawyers in a city specific, you mention the city name, then the search engine will reflect you the list of lawyers which are specific present in that city only. So this is called local SEO. So what are the main intent for local SEO? Its main intents can be the content, on-page optimization properly, and link building. These three are the one of the most important factors that decide any local SEO. So how you are building your links, how you are optimizing your page, how the content is relevant to that particular location or that particular area. Okay. So moving further. So here the next questions come, why local search is so important? Means why it is becoming so important in trending. So as per the discussions and from the statistical point of view, you know, 50% of the people who are doing local searches on their phone, they are doing 50% of the people are doing their local searches through their phone, and they went physical stores within one day. So how the trending the scenario is changing, you can see from this statistics. So also it has been it has been seen that the searches on the computer or the tablets are around 34%, and 18% of the people are using local mobiles and the searches that leads to a sale within a day, right? That's a great. And 60% of American adults conduct searches for the local services and product informations on the mobiles, smartphones, tablets, computers, like this. 60%, how big, that's a great. And 50% of searches on the mobile phones who conduct local searches are looking for the things like a local business addresses and many information like that. So the next questions comes here is, who benefits from local SEO and why? It's a very straight clear, friends. If you have any business and your business is online, then the local SEO is going to give you a tons of benefits in this field, right? If you have any business, if you have any products, location wise product, specific area wise product, then you will get lots of benefits of this local SEO. You need to understand, you need to search what the local SEO is. So that's going to very benefit for you. So for example, lawyers, law firm, these are the business and these are the services that are the most relevant to their specific areas. So these are very benefited. Doctors, medical practitioners, right? Plumbers in a particular area, particular locality, these types of businesses, restaurants in a particular area, particular city, particular state, particular country, these are going to benefit it. These businesses are inducting local SEOs. Now, one of the important question is coming out, what are the important parts of local SEO that can be? What do you think are the important parts of local SEO? So, if you remember, I have discussed a bit earlier. So first important is part of local SEO is it depends on your keyword research. The keyword research for local SEO is a very, very deciding factor for this. So you need to focus on the keyword research which are based according to your business and accordingly relevant to your areas, specific areas, right? And the next important factor is coming is content. How you are building your content around that keywords, that's decide your local SEO efforts. Your all SEO efforts is based on the contents, keyword research and the contents around it. How impact, how user friendly, how search engine friendly content you are creating, that's going to decide your ranking factor in local SEO. Now, next and very most important factor, local SEO links. For local SEO links, these are the little, but it's a very different and then organic SEO. It's a very, very different. First, you must consider Google Webmaster guidelines when acquiring all the links. We must follow these rules. You should not violate any rules of Google Webmasters. If you do, you will get penalized and your website will never rank. So beware of these things. You must go through the Google Webmasters guidelines before doing all these things, stops implementing on your website, blog. And you don't want your link acquisitions efforts to result in a manual actions. That is penalty that I already told. If you think you're building in a bad way or in some unethical way which are against the Google Webmaster, then you will get penalty for this. So hope this bit of information you enjoyed a lot about this local SEO guide. So in the coming series of podcast, I'm going to discuss a few more important topics after this around the local SEO guide. So stay tuned, have a good day, take care friends, bye bye.